you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ain't no need to pay. We are.
Yeah, blah 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 blah. I just almost creeped myself out.
What the hell?
Like I leaned in, jamming, rocking out to the song, and I put my mouth on the thing, and it was all wet. But I forgot she just sprayed it with Lysol.
It smelled good.
I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, like you ever had that moment of panic? That was like the panic of it was like feeling a condom pop.
Okay. Wow.
You ever had that? You're like, wow. Oh, I'm wildin'.
When the last time I had a condom pop? Damn. Shit, I've been in a relationship for a little while, but before that, I was still fucking raw. Damn, a condom pop.
It's kind of the only way.
Early New York. Early New when York. I first moved.
Yeah.
Why does this start all of a sudden feel so good?
Yeah. Well, nah, I mean, you know what it is. You know the pop. You felt it. I don't know how they didn't feel it.
I don't know how they felt. They don't feel that.
Yeah. And you be like, well, she ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing.
Yeah, the ball.
Careless.
Then it's just this ring rolled up all the way up to the top of the base of your dick. Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It's an engagement ring.
I guess we go together now.
I guess we go together. It's a condom pop ring. The condom pop? Natalie, you wouldn't know about the condom popping, but I'm just saying it's a thing. They call it the accidental engagement ring.
She might, because here's the thing. I've been telling this joke on stage for a little while now.
What's that, there, boy?
The one about how putting a dog in a stroller is like putting a condom on a strap.
Yeah, good joke. Big pops.
And lately, I've had lesbian couples that literally want to be, excuse me, they're here the reason. And you're like, really?
They just don't like jokes,
really?
Man.
Really?
Everybody got to stand on that bullshit that they stand on and just let a jeer happen.
It's not my room to speak on it because I'm not a lady and I'm not a lesbian, but I'm not going to lie to you. Being a lesbian doesn't sound like fun.
Don't. A lot of apparatuses and a lot of rules. There's a whole book you got, like an OSHA. You know how they got OSHA,
man,
and they got to do the orientation?
I would not know what to do if I was at a comedy show and the person that I was with raised their hand to, very, like, ugh. What is wrong with you?
It's just
her girlfriend
a joke.
Probably wasn't happy about it either.
But what the fuck, man? It's a joke. It's not even a real thing. It's an inanimate object.
I don't know anything about strap-ons, people.
It's
I
a
don't.
Dick with a seatbelt. That's what it is. It's a dick with a seatbelt, right?
But
it's a dick with a seatbelt.
I don't even know. Here's the thing. I've even had people approach me after the show to tell me there's a reason to put a dog in a stroller.
Which okay.
Yeah, fine. You know what I mean? But understand, I'm just an ignoramus on stage.
I say if you put a dog in a stroller, it's got to be one of them weird dogs with no face or the fucked up feet or the one with the tongue coming out his eye or some shit like that on Instagram. That's when dogs are being strolled.
Real quick, Natalie, look up dog stroller. Look up the price of a dog stroller.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Crazy.
Okay.
It is crazy. It's not cheap at all.
I wouldn't think. Regular strollers ain't cheap, right?
They should be.
100. Oh, what?
And that's the cheap ones. Them parachute ones? Yeah, because this is like, that's the kind that if you got it for your dog, for your kid, you'd be like, ew, this is a disgusting little thing.
That's not.
They get up there.
$189.
I've seen even more. I've heard about people paying like $1,000, you know what I mean, for these things. A running stroller, a jogging
$399?
Stroller.
It's $400?
Jesus Christ, man.
Dog don't desert. That dog look like a machine. Don't the dog look like a machine? Like the head of it is a dog, but the rest is a machine. That shit is weird. Goddamn dog bot. Yo, if you don't get out of here.
That is such a funny thing, though. That's a flex, though. Now that I know, I should familiarize myself with those
dog
things.
Stroller is a damn
just so that when I see somebody with a dog stroller and I know the price of it, I can just walk up and be like, oh, well done.
Is that a K-9 99? Is that a 5555 bark bark bark?
The
bark,
Gerber K-9.
A Goober K-9 1000.
Yeah. Let's get into this, man. Welcome to another splendiferous
good
episode.
Goddamn words.
No need for apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple,
and I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
Man, we just need to do a little family episode, man.
Good call.
Catch up, man. Feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a long time. Nigga.
Yeah, the injury. Then we didn't. We skipped some road dates. You know what I mean? I know
because of the injury. Yeah. That was the only reason. We're not falling out. We're not having. It's not Outkast. Me and Dave are brothers.
Yeah, but it was. I wanted to make sure too, like just to catch up. Like I be seeing this. Sometimes it's a different energy coming in this goddamn room.
Yeah.
Different people coming in here,
and they always
can't
do something.
Keep up all the time.
A lot of niggas can't fuck with us with the playground. When you come to the playground, you better be ready to get on the monkey bars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is that's always been a thing too, man. Remember that as a kid? Did your mom ever take you to a strange playground?
Yep.
Like first time there, the kids already know
white
each other.
People playground with the
really?
Koreans, high end. My mom didn't want me fucking around in the hood, so she drove to Northeast Philly and took me to the cool playground with the Asians, the Indians, and the white kids.
Yeah, how was that, man?
Fantastic. I got a cafe latte.
Jesus.
Walked in, they it's a coat check.
You want to talk about dogs in a stroller?
Coat
Jesus
check
Christ,
at the playground, nigga. I was living life. I was hanging out. I towered over all the Korean kids.
Yeah.
And I was just as athletic as the white kids, if not more. I was having a good old time.
What are you playing with Korean and white kids at the playground?
Wiffle ball, baseball. They had a little baseball field, so the wiffle ball with the tennis, the wiffle bat with the tennis ball. That's one. Play school baseball. Tether ball. That was another one. Tether ball was great. That's the one where you hit the ball on the rope.
Yeah,
you
know,
you try to wrap it up and all that shit. What was another
we learned
fun,
that
fun,
in
fun?
Gym.
Anything pull up, slide, anything pull up, slide.
Like you was doing it with the other kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we was having a good old time.
Okay.
But I was the black kid. I was obvious like the black kid, but I didn't get all weird with it. I just kind of fell in with kids because kids don't really see racism until they taught that.
But you start, when you go to other playgrounds, you see the difference in the aggression. Like everything.
No crack like, vials. What no crack vials?
Crack vials. Like one of the things we used to do when I was a kid, we used to jump on the slide.
Okay.
Like you remember like if they had a big metal slide?
Yeah.
We would love to jump from the base and come crashing down like mid-slide to get a nice thunderous sound. Schwap! And then you
like
slide all the way fucking.
You know
down.
That's like? Remember Denzel on Ricochet? Odessa! And you jump down the little fire pipe and you go like that and like that.
I don't know what it was, though. We love it. It's like crashing down on a windshield or something like that. Like, it's a fun thing to just. And I remember we would get yelled at a lot, like, stop going. If you can't go down the slide, right.
The catapult swing? When you take, you swing, and you wait till it gets
and
super
jump
high,
off.
And then just
jump off. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes there was a couple kids. I never got to this level. There were a couple kids who could swing standing up.
Wow.
Like, and then when they get it all the way to the front, they would backflip off. So, like, basically, they would fall back, but they had enough run to bring their feet over.
Tuck their feet and come
and then you still got to dodge
the
swing when it comes back down. But, yeah, man, I always wanted to try that shit.
These motherfuckers.
Yeah, I was scared to try it because there was another thing that the real athletic kids could do. The monkey bars had pull-up bars across from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle one was the tall one. But some kids could get on top of the pull-up bar, and then they could jump like fucking, sounds bad, as like two black dudes, but they would jump like spider monkeys. And they would grab.
How about Spider-Men? Just say Spider-Man so it's less racist. Two jump like two
it's
different dimensions Spider-Man.
If it's us just saying
it. Nah, you know Gas. You know the niggas that be leaving comments on Gas. They if you give them a little ammo with the word monkey, they going to fly with that shit. Just like them spider monkeys, nigga. Two Spider-Men from different two dimensions.
I knew what I was saying as soon as I said it, but I was like, fuck it, whatever. But because that's what it is. It's a leap to the monkey bars, and you got to get the side bar, and you swing and hold on.
All right.
I was big enough to leap and make it far enough. Little gay ass hands, they couldn't hold on.
Dang.
So when my feet went forward, that pulled me off
and
the bar.
You
landed on that coccyx bone.
Dang!
Oh man,
you broke it.
I ain't break it, but it was definitely one of those like I never forget. I was hesitant to jump, and when I finally did it, because the other kids, I was like, "Yo, just do it, go, do it, right?" And I jump, I slip off, and I hit my butt. And, like, the kid is on the thing already, like, yeah, see, you made it. Get out of the way. And I'm like, I'm hurt.
You can't be hurt, not in front of niggas. You can do that in front of white kids, but you better not be hurt in front of black kids. Oh, nigga, nigga, get your soft ass up.
Yeah.
No. Shout out to the trampoline and the basketball hoop. I was big on that.
Y'all had a trampoline with a basketball hoop?
Yeah. Come on. I'm from the burbs, nigga.
But
I had it.
I don't mean everybody got that in there.
I got a tramp. Nah, this was in the back of my house, though.
Jesus Christ.
This was bad. This in the driveway. This in the driveway. This is in old Northeast Philly. My mom bought me a trampoline and an adjustable court, bro. We had dunk contests every Saturday.
Jesus Christ.
I'm talking about flying to the rim, Dave.
Yeah.
Because the trampoline, bruh, you young, black, and fun, and then that trampoline boosts you a little, bruh, I'd be flying like Jordan.
How long have I known you?
When you start comedy.
06.
Then since 06.
Okay. How many years is that?
That's a lot. It's
17, 18 years right there, right?
Yeah,
and I'm just finding out you grew up with a trampoline.
Had a trampoline.
How the fuck is adjustable that court. Not, how do you not lead conversations with, yo, I'm Derek. I grew up with a trampoline.
Grew up with a trampoline.
Like, that's not a, how do you forget to ever bring that up? Like,
because it's just so many things.
I had it, bro. But that's crazy.
I had it all.
That's crazy that, like, that old to you.
Can you understand? Is this the first time talking to a black dude that's had it all? Like, have you ever met a black guy that they can say, I had it all. I had it fucking all.
Not with, like, the trampoline and
bang.
The, like, hoop set.
Look at that shit. Yeah, but I'm a unicorn in this nigga.
With what have you heard black people kind of have it all?
A lot of, like,
brand new socks and drawers? That's Nate Dogg.
In-ground pool.
In-ground pool. Okay.
Just, like, nice clothes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Trampoline. That
trampoline.
Is wild,
boy.
Man.
Fun.
Yeah.
My mom got it for me for Christmas one year because I just asked for it. Mom wanted a trampoline. She was like, all right, no problem.
That is wild. You did, like, do you have any idea how much trampolines cost?
No, I don't. I didn't know. All I knew was.
Let's talk about now as an adult.
Like, I don't know how much trampolines cost now. What the fuck about now? I ain't jumping around nowhere. All that's out
but,
of
it. It like, all right, I know you don't plan on having kids, but if you were to have a kid and they'd be like, yo, I want a trampoline.
I'm getting it for him or her.
But you don't have any idea how much it costs. It don't matter.
I'll find some money someplace and then throw it at it. And
if you had
trampoline.
The ballpark, how much? Because I don't know how much
small,
a trampoline costs either.
Whole yard, little one. The little one.
Like the one you had.
I had a little one. I had the little one that set you. So you set it 5 feet from the hoop. You run to the joint. You jump up and then you just fucking blast
okay,
off.
Okay. Yeah.
And then that was what, 300?
300? Yeah. All right, let's see. Can you look that up to see how much?
A small, not the one
like
with the net,
a
but the nice
trampoline
one. The ones
cost?
That the bitches work out with.
A small trampoline? My dad had a little
one. I had big
one.
Trampolines pulled up. I'll pull the small trampolines up.
Okay, yeah, okay.
A small trampoline.
My dad had a small trampoline in his room just for jumping up and down. We used to enjoy that. That was pretty good.
Set that thing up 5 feet from the hoop. Put it on tie. Damn, it's only $49. What? $50? I'll buy 5 trampolines. I'll buy a whole gang trampolines, nigga.
This is again.
The full size ones went from like $150 to like $800.
Even
so.
Still. Even still. I'm buying the whole. I'll get you a trampoline, nigga. I'll buy trampolines for everybody at gas. Fuck around with me.
Here's the thing. This also leads into my joke where I get mad because when I find this shit out, I be wanting to call my mom up like, yo, what the fuck,
she
man?
Didn't get you no trip. It's only $50. Have dunk contests every Saturday for 2 summers straight.
Like, yo, what the fuck,
my backyard
man?
Was a vibe, nigga.
Jesus Christ.
I've been a vibe.
Oh, shit, man.
Before the smoke.
Yeah. We was reminiscing on some of that shit this past weekend, man, just going through like, I know my mom, she did the best she could. She really did. And I know she raised me with some character. I actually just recently finished. Nah, I'm not about to trash
therapizing
it.
Dave.
No, we mean therapizing.
Because every time you reveal some shit your mom did, we track it till now, and we be like, yo, she fucked you up again.
Well, here's the thing, okay? So here was a funny thing that my mom used to do all the time. My mom used to try to get me to read the book Tom Sawyer.
Really?
All the fucking time. She had this book. I don't know. Like, anytime I would get in trouble, get on punishment, get my TV privileges taken away, my mom would be like, you need to read a book. Here, you need to read this book. You know what I mean? She kept giving me. And I tried it a few times, never made it through.
She was trying to call you Nigga Jim.
Well, that was the thing. I'm like, why should I be reading this? Right now, recently, over the past week, just with the foot healing and all that stuff, I've been reading a lot. You know what I mean? So I decided, fuck, you know what I mean? I found the book. Read it. My mom's been trying to get me to read this book my entire fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
What is in this book? You know what I mean? So I go to read it. One, I'm blown away because you know the controversy with Tom Sawyer and Mark Twain and everything. They took all this shit away, you know. And the nigga is only in the book 10 times.
Okay.
10 times. That's it. Like, 10. We're going to let 10 niggas stop us from this entire great story, man. Here. Like,
Eddie Griffin's dysfunctional family had 110 niggas in it. So, yeah, go on.
But here's the thing. I think my mom was, she kind of knew about the whole Black Air Force One energy thing to begin with.
Okay.
If anybody's familiar with this story, you'll
talk,
know.
Talk shit.
Tom and Huck had Black Air Force One energy.
The whole book.
They was
cover to cover.
They were just trashy dudes who grew up along the river. You know what I mean? Like, so they, like, to give you an idea of, like, how these, like, backwoods these dudes was.
River niggas.
They was, like, trying to cure warts. On their hands.
Okay.
Because they pick up, they play with frogs like that to the point their hands are covered in warts.
Okay.
They also discovered that you could put water that is collected in a tree stump.
Okay.
Cures warts after being sat and fermented in the wood for like a week.
Oh, wow.
Do you understand what kind of back road country bumpkin type motherfucker you are? And these are stories based off of true shit. This is some serious Black Air Force
One energy,
man. It's remedy
shit. You got to make remedies.
But here's the thing that blew my fucking mind.
Go ahead.
And this is spoiler alert because I know people don't read.
People don't read this
goddamn book. I know
people
don't read.
It's an old book, though. Go ahead.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Legal? How legal?
Like super legal.
Like you, where you want to get high?
Yeah.
Like really, really high? Like really super duper high?
Uh-huh.
Well, then tell them about that stuff.
Hey, go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
Lab-tested, Dave.
You know, when the scientist gets involved.
When there's a beaker, Bunsen burner, beaker, the tubes.
Yeah, you don't get high anymore from some regular guy in an alley.
No, no.
It's not the guy in the trench coat that's like, hey, you kids want to get high?
Steve Urkel in his mother's basement.
Yeah, that's who I want to get high with.
Yeah.
So if you're over the age of 21 and you're living in a majority of the states where this is legal, then go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
Boy, talk it.
What is Delta 8?
What is it?
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
Legally shipped.
At
not even cartel
stuff. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes and all of your getting stoned needs.
Vapes and gummies.
Which is
gummies
a weird thing that it's no longer just papers and grinders.
No, it's gummies and
vapes.
Yeah,
like your getting stoned needs, now requires a blowtorch, series of pipes.
Pipes and whistles.
A friend. Hey, go boil some water. You know what I mean?
Like, I saw two niggas with two keys. They had to turn the keys at the same time to open up the bong in order to get high. It's atomic level. Let's go.
They got all of this stuff. So once more, go to yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
Okay.
And if you use promo code GAS.
GAS, I saw what you did with that.
GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. Once more, that's promo code GAS.
GAS.
GAS for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Super duper high. Da-bye.
Let's get back into it. It's the ending that I think my mom wanted me to see.
Okay.
Tom and Huck became like the Illuminati. So they,
I didn't see that coming.
They
okay.
get rich. They get hella rich. They find treasure in a cave. It's equivalent to like 12 grand, but like way
back,
back
in the den, yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? To which everybody is investing according to and trying to keep them like, oh, well, y'all got money now, so come on in. You know what I mean? Like now, they're debutantes, people trying to like groom them and make them high society.
Okay.
To which they like, hey, man, I don't like this shit.
Okay.
Like, I don't like having to wear shoes and these clothes is itchy. And, man, I can't go fishing whenever I want. I can't, you know, come and hang out with my nigga Jim. You know what I mean? Like, the shit that they like doing, you can't do no more when you rich. So they kind of made a pact together. Like, all right, we'll go and do this rich high society shit now and have to grow up. But we'll have little meetings at night. You know what I mean? Just in secret. You know,
right.
And then that's where we really get it all out. That's where we could still go be who we really are.
Then
but
that's reverse Illuminati then.
What you mean?
We gonna have meetings so we could act poor?
Not act poor, but you know, it ain't poor. Well, it's maybe a poor mentality, but it's just like they got their way that they like to behave.
Okay.
And they know that they can't do it not behind closed doors anymore.
Shout out to John Morant, just letting that all hang out. That nigga Ja fucking around, eh? Hey, that's a funny young little rocket 23-year-old. This thing's cracking me up.
I'm glad you brought that up, though. Yeah. He is, but is he wrong? Meaning, like, why the fuck do we care? New York Post should not be getting access to surveillance cameras and him in a private room with
a strip club. It was cash everywhere.
And that's the problem. That's why people don't like it.
It was cash.
That's why people don't like it.
Everywhere.
Because everybody wants to do that. Everybody wants to do that.
Cash was the carpet. Like, it was covered in cash. Absolutely. I was like, this is dope.
Absolutely.
Like, that's fly.
And when you miss out on that chance.
That girl had a fat ass, too.
When you miss out on that chance, do you understand
big
what it's like
butt.
To be 56 years old, rich than a motherfucker, but never had a big old ass.
Big old
just
ass.
Just clapping on you.
Covered in stripper lotion.
Yeah.
Floor made out of cash.
Yeah. You know, rich dudes, what they always do, they get that plain Jane white woman. You know?
That winds up taking half after you go around the strip club and fuck one of them girls.
She ain't never backed it up on you in no strip club.
She ain't never backed that
under
ass
no fluorescent lights.
In your fucking cabana? You ain't getting no backing ass up in the cabana?
That's what people don't understand, man. Poor people, they got it going on.
Yeah, man.
They got it going on. They
fuck
know
your
how to
brunches,
have a good time.
Strip club.
That's one of the best songs ever. Let's fuck up some commas.
Let's
what?
Fuck up some commas. Fuck up some commas, yeah. That's the part. Fuck up some commas, yeah. 100,000, 500,000.
Because they knew what they was doing.
Fuck up some commas.
Yes.
Fuck up some commas, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck up some commas.
Poor people, I think, they're the best. They're the best.
Because they got to create fun.
Exactly.
We have to create the
exactly.
fun. That otherwise the money, they see what money fun is. And they're like, well, we don't get no money, but we can remix that shit. The fun part, let's go do some fun.
And to have rich fun, the only way to have rich fun is to exclude people.
Yep.
That's the only way to have rich fun.
Yep.
You got to exclude
private
people.
Private invite.
Right, right. Rich people, anybody can pull up. Natalie, you ever been to a barbecue in the hood?
No.
Here's the crazy thing. You could totally go. No one, if we pulled up and I'd be like, yo, this Natalie, go ahead. All right, go ahead, Natalie.
Oh, white girl
Pugs is over here. Get you. Now, think about that. If your family was having a barbecue and you pulled up with me and Derek's black ass, like, hey, what's
over
going on?
Over 6 foot, what's up?
Uninvited, right? Like, they're expecting you and your girl. And
they'd be like hey. They would be looking around like, what the fuck?
Nigga.
What is this?
Bobby Kelly used to get nervous when too many niggas was coming up the driveway.
Oh, yeah. And it was, like, obvious. I was like, all right, Bob, don't invite niggas out if you're going to act all, who's those two motherfuckers in my driveway? The two niggas you invited. Yes, and I'm coming to eat the cake and the steak tips because you invited me. I hate when motherfuckers invite you and then be all weird.
It depends on which side of my family.
But at least you know that there is a side.
At least there's a side.
Yeah. It depends on where you live.
Yeah, I was talking about that this morning. I had a friend of mine who did not invite me to his wedding, but I understood. He was Italian and his family, they was like,
no, man, people still don't like black folk. It's okay.
Because they so scared that we going to do some of the shit that we do.
Yeah. Like, turn the music up real loud. Take all the ribs.
Like, here's the fucked up thing, right? You know, this is back in the news. They talk about the smack again.
Borrow somebody's car to run to the store.
Yeah,
anyway.
Let me go get some ice.
let me take your Lexus, go run get some ice.
Yeah, but that was essentially what happened with the Oscars thing.
Okay.
Y'all motherfuckers campaigned for years about how Oscars so white. All right.
Last night, nigga, it was Indian and the motherfucker.
Was it?
It was Indian, German, and Asian. The Asians took it all. Everything, everywhere, all at once. Clinked up.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't expect that because that was a good movie. That
Asians
was a really, really good movie.
Nigga, Short Round won from Indiana Jones. Remember Short Round?
He's still alive?
That nigga took 25 years. We didn't see him and then won an Oscar last night.
What did he do?
He was in Everywhere All at Once.
He's the guy?
He was the supporting actor.
Wait, who is he in that movie?
He's the husband.
He's the husband?
That's Short Round.
That's
nigga.
Short Rounds. Get the fuck out of
That's
here.
Short Round.
Can you please
like,
pull this
round.
Up? Short Rounds from Indiana Jones
short
and the Temple of Doom.
Short Round got a goddamn Oscar last night.
I did not know that.
That's Short Round.
I feel so racist that I watched that movie.
I had chills, bro.
I love Short Rounds.
The motherfucker said on the joint, yeah, I was about to quit. And then I was like, damn.
You know what's funny? We was just talking about this, too. I was wondering whether he fucked up bringing
short
in...
Round.
Which one is he?
Short Round, the guy on the end, right here.
James Hong?
No, Koi Ki-Hui
James
Kwan,
Hong.
Yeah. No, Ki-Hui Kwan, him. Short Round.
That's Short Round?
That's old Short Round. That motherfucker was Short Round and Indiana Jones, Temple of Dr. Jones. He won a
And he's Data from the Goonies. Yeah. So this is like one of my, this is what my first Asian, okay? This is like my introduction, like how you was Isaac Ice.
Yeah.
This was my Isaac Ice. This was my intro. Yeah. You call him Dr. Jones, lady. Dad. Like that.
Short.
That was my intro. Is he Chinese? He's Chinese?
He's Asian, and I don't want to fuck up the thing, but he won, and I was happy.
What's it say there?
Okay, Vietnamese-born Chinese-American actor. So that means that he's...
Vietnamese.
He's checking off boxes to say he's Chinese to get those goddamn roles. Like,
but he got it. I was so proud. And that happened early. I got the chills when he got the award. I'm like, that's the nigga Short Round.
Wait a minute. Has he always been good at kung fu?
Bro.
Because he wasn't doing kung fu in the Goonies and fucking.
Nah, but he was doing it in that shit.
Yeah, he was.
With the knapsack.
Okay.
He was whooping ass.
Damn. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel now, like whether he was like cooning it up as a Chinese dude as a kid.
So funny.
But if he held off his ninja skills until.
For that long.
That long?
And then in this movie, that nigga went the fuck off. I was like, oh my God.
Holy
shit. I'm so glad he got it an Oscar. I was so hyped last night when Short Round took it.
That I did not know that was Short
That's
Round.
Short
man.
Round. I was like, damn.
Goonies,
I'm old.
Data. Data was great, man.
And that's all 80s, early 90s. And then we didn't see him forever. And then the motherfucker pops up. And then when he got on stage, it was
especially because.
Like, he said. I told my wife was like, keep at it. Cause he was like, believe in your dreams. Cause I was truly about to quit.
Done. He gotta
be. I was done.
Especially cause you was along the Coreys. Yeah. You was in a movie in the '80s with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Yeah.
Bro, like, how are you? You're in the room with the biggest kid stars in the world.
In the '80s.
Right.
God damn. Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah. Whew. Sometimes you gotta hold out. Tortoise in the hair, man.
Jesus
and
Christ.
The hair. You better do slow and steady. And talking about slow, steady.
Yeah.
Motherfucker said I was really about to give up. He's about to probably go back over to Asia.
Vietnam. And that's how you know
there.
It's a wrap if a motherfucker wanna go back to
when
Vietnam.
I saw Ronnie Chang put this clip up, like, I'm so glad he didn't have to go to Singapore or back to China to do films.
Yeah.
Because America, he didn't think he had shit left in America. Then this movie he dropped, then the motherfucker just got it.
That is wild.
Motherfucker went and got himself a
That
little,
is an inspirational
Got him
story.
An academy.
I fucking heard one, man.
Short Round. Got an academy last night. That was hype.
That is wild, too. I didn't watch the awards last night. We was chilling, man. And my girl put on this weird documentary that caught my... About Boys to Men.
Okay.
So there's a document series on YouTube called This Is Pop. And they go through different artists, and they
you realize
get
Boys
into
Men started it all, right?
Yeah, they was the first boy band
set up,
and
all
then
that.
That's
shit.
What they talking about. How the white dudes took it from them.
Absolutely.
Like, once 98 Degrees and them motherfuckers
all
came,
in
and they was like, "Oh, well, fuck it," right? And it's weird because I don't understand what this documentary is actually doing. Whether it's giving these niggas these flowers. Or just showing you what happens.
Yeah.
Now, can you pull up this trailer here for this Boys to Men documentary? Because it's weird. They show them like performing, like I don't know whether it's now or recently, because this documentary is a couple years older. But they show them doing a lot of smaller gigs.
Oh yeah,
and they show them like performing with like for not hot women. I think that's the weirdest thing.
Nigga,
that
they
show.
Old though. What the fuck you think? These niggas was hot in the 90s. All the bitches that want to see him is from the 90s.
Bro.
It's 2023.
Bro, they be showing these dudes in the documentary, like, taking pictures with the girls after the show.
Look at all them aunts in the crowd. aunts. Look at all them hot titties up. You know them things be drooping. Oh, they got all the hot, fast, and the pants-ass aunts and moms.
What is the direction? They are zooming in
this
on
the aunt-mom tour. This is the mom-aunt tour. That's what the fuck they on. It happens. You can't stay on top forever unless you fucking Eddie Murphy and Tom Cruise. But them niggas don't sing.
Bro.
And I'm still waiting for the
hot mom. Big old mother that now the moles on her neck. That's an aunt. Big old aunt. Of course they don't want to see Boys to Men.
This is like a 30-minute documentary. It gets sad.
When music is really good, it sticks.
Look at these flesh. Look at all that hot aunt. Oh, my God.
And they got to deal with this, bro.
Fast ass, like, old 40s, 50s. Woo!
30,000 I'm telling you.
Look at that Karen.
I'm watching this documentary.
Aunt.
And when they get to these dudes touring
down, she got barbecue arms.
I didn't even notice this. All four of them don't even go. It's one nigga that's like, I'm not doing it. You can't make me.
Not the dead one.
Oh, it's one dead?
There was one, the nigga with the deep voice. Died. Oh, cancer.
I thought he was just trying to avoid this.
No, the nigga with the deep voice died. That's why he avoided it. He said, I'm not going because I'm dead. That's what he did.
Bro, these dudes be posted up at the step and repeat after the show. Like,
yeah,
come
bro.
On. Like,
you have to understand. This shit evolved bad. Like, well, it didn't. It's just like these niggas is just older.
It's a great documentary, man. I'm not. But I didn't understand the direction that they was taking. It felt like they was trashing them, dude. All of the slow motions on the frumpy older women. Like, it was weird, bro. Roses. Yeah, man. It's on Netflix. They don't need any promo for me. But
I think,
you know,
I watched
mean?
This. Is popped in.
Yeah.
I think I watched it. Then I know exactly what you saw. I thought it was on YouTube, but it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I saw that one, and I saw another one with
Backstreet. But if we want to talk, New Kids on the Block was before all that shit. Shout out to Donnie Wahlberg.
He's another one. I've seen him get it. Now, I know you do a lot of work on Blue Bloods now. I did background work on Blue Bloods years ago, right?
These aunts be trying to fucking
it's a rush all the day set. Shoot.
They be trying to rush the set. They come back around with their old ass girlfriends, yeah. The dog. They got to walk their dog on this block today.
That's exactly what it was. We did a scene in Red Hook, and it was like that, where this woman was just out trying to take her baby for a walk, and it's like February. Like, bro, this baby don't need to be out here and it's cold.
Nope, but and Donnie on the block.
And they, Donnie, we love you. Oh, my God, Donnie. Yeah, she's Puerto Rican or whatever.
Huge fans.
And
this
it's one of those things
old
where
lady fans.
Donnie has to acknowledge her.
Yeah.
Or we will not get this shoot done.
Yeah. the Walnuts, they call them. The Walnuts is the group of gals that come and rush the set when we filming Blue Bloods. It's true. It's all day. All day,
Jesus
every day.
Christ,
every time
man.
I'm out there, you're going to get some walnuts. You're going to get some walnuts while you're out there, bro.
Walnuts.
When they find out Blue Bloods.
Do they know they're called walnuts?
Yeah, they got to.
That's a derogatory term, man.
Ain't walnuts over here, Donnie. Walnuts. That's all the production. Be like, uh-oh, more walnuts. Here come the walnuts. They here to try to suck this nigga dick in the fucking in the Escalade that he get out of every time. Like, yeah, he's big business.
All
the motherfucker's big business. He is the show.
How long of rejecting that kind of like offer before you try one just to see if it'll do anything for you?
Well, you should be way out in the road if you do that. You shouldn't be nowhere in New York.
But as I'm talking about, if you're in New York, you know what it's like to be on set all day, having a tough day. You'd have might have dealt with some shit at home with the wife and
depending
kids.
Depending on my situation.
Now you got to be up at 4:30,
depending on
do
my
the
situation.
Gym, 6 a.m. call time. You ain't had no head in weeks and you fucking Donnie Wahlberg. You're Donnie Wahlberg, for crying out loud.
But you probably got a chick you could hit up. Hey, go to trailer, blah, 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 meet me in there. I wouldn't take one of these trollops from the street. I would actually, I'm a star. Let me call up another not as star chick, come hang out.
See, I think that's where, I think that's the disconnect that we don't realize how unhappy, famous, rich and famous people are.
I get it.
That you can't just take advantage of some street heads.
Some street strange.
Some street meat.
Some strange top.
Street strange.
Some street strange. Let me go get some street strange
right.
Real quick at the halal.
Right. Halal
go
what?
Go behind the halal.
Halal what? $7?
Halal. Let me go give him some street strange.
Like,
$8.50.
Nah. Trust me, we'll get you some quality halal, but it's going to cost you $70,000. You're like, nigga, that's just right here.
$70,000.
It's right here. That's $70,000.
All I need is some lamb and rice. Let me get some quick lamb and rice. Let me get some strange lamb. Strange lamb. Strange
man.
Lamb. I see why people like the family episode, because we ain't here just cooking.
Yeah, man. We'll find some stuff to talk about, man.
I got something to talk about.
What's
fuck
up?
It. I ain't telling nobody yet. Nigga, I won a fucking Writers Guild Award.
Hell yeah. And say, we didn't talk about it in the last episode?
I don't think we did.
Oh, shit, hold on. Officially a part of the Writers Guild. Talk to us about that night, too, because that was an event here
all
in New
right.
York.
Yep.
All right.
I did not expect to win at all. I wanted to take my mom to a very nice dinner
because
I knew the stars was going to be out. She could sit at a nice table. She could get dressed. And she can watch an award show because Spike Lee was there, Steven Spielberg was there, Amy Schumer was there, a lot of other motherfuckers was there. But we was going up against SNL and Sam J's Paul. Shout out to Sam J and shout out to Michael Che at SNL. I knew we was getting flushed. I was like, oh, yes, SNL. We ain't winning. That's a fucking, you know how on Mighty Ducks they go up against that black team from Iceland? They the black team
the
from Iceland.
Lightning, yeah.
Yeah, it's the black team from Iceland. So I just had a nice little $1,000 cardigan on, nice little tie. I was fly as fuck, smelled like $1 billion. All my friends was there, Joy Els and a couple other writers, Charles McBee. All the Charlamagne the God staff was there, so Andre was there. We were just having a good time.
Right, right, right.
Just a bunch of black people, black comics having a good time, dressed. Man, 30 minutes in, they said that name. First of all, Lois from Family Guy. The girl, Alex.
Borstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The voice of Lois, one of my favorite shows ever that I watch over and over. She came up and presented the award, and then Lois told me that I won. It was
fucking great. Holy
Lois
shit.
Lois from Family Guy was like, Amy Schumer. We all went up.
So are all of y'all sitting at a table together?
We're sitting at a table
it's
together.
It's a whole
me,
Amy Yamanika, Schumer's writer's room is at one
me,
table.
Me, Yamanika, Sydney, fucking couple other people. Mm-hmm. And we just having a good time.
And your mom's at the table,
mom's
too.
Mom's eating, too. Mom's okay, having a good time. Dressed. She got the braids up. She's doing good. 61. Her joints ain't hurting, thank God.
Right,
arthritis
right, right.
Wasn't fucking with. She was very nice.
Yeah, she not at no Boys to Men concert.
Yeah. She wasn't at a Boys to Men. She wasn't going Wanye. She wasn't screaming Wanye. So, nigga, we having a good time. I'm just feeling like, you know, I finally got my mom something nice.
Yeah,
I finally
got
to a war show because COVID took the other one. So it's just had nice to be out. And as we eating, man, they screamed out inside Amy. Me and Yamanika looked at each other like, we couldn't fucking believe it.
Right, right, right.
He was like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We went. So Amy brought us all up. Here come the flash shit. Amy brings all of us up.
Uh-huh.
We standing there letting her talk because we don't know what the fuck the deal is. Amy goes, Derek wrote a sketch called Privilege, basically about how when you spray on white women's tears, it changes them to a white woman. It talks about the current thing we're going through today. People clap.
Right, right, right.
And then he goes, then she goes, Derek's mother's here. I was like, hey, Mom.
Yeah, yeah,
Steven
yeah.
Steven Spielberg right the fuck there. I was like, hey, Mom, what's going on? Didn't even give a fuck. So that was already crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's already three things that I didn't think was going to happen. Then come the fourth thing. We go backstage. They got a trophy for you, nigga. I said, what? I was like, I get a plaque. I get a plaque. And it's my name and the outstanding writer. The shit was made out of bronze. It was heavy as fuck.
I'm like,
it's the real deal. We're taking pictures. Alex Borstein right there. I was like, I'm a huge fan. Family Guy. Been watching. Nuts. And I went out, and then when you walk out with that trophy in hand, I have never seen white people just flip on, just congrats.
But as soon as you come off the stage.
Random white writers.
Wow.
Congrats. Huh. My God. Congrats on your, you deserve it. No. You want me to take, give me your phone. I'll take a picture.
Yeah.
Fucking all these fucking girls got soft immediately.
Yeah.
Hugging me. All their little gowns. They open up the shawls so the titties is in front. Hugging me with the titties right here. I'm like, it was like, what? I couldn't fuck. I could not believe it. Because my mom, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I didn't expect to win at
all. Right, right.
And that's the first time I never expected anything.
That's usually how it works, though. Yeah. Expectation is the father
when
of disappointment.
When I have the slightest expectation, it never happens.
It's the father
this time,
of disappointment.
My whole motive, take my mother to a nice chicken dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we wound up taking a...
Being a good person.
It was insane.
Good shit, man.
And watch Spike Lee get his, Lifetime Achievement Award, but he was drunk as fuck, and then he started checking the Knicks score on stage in front of Spielberg. I said, this shit's crazy.
And he's banned from Brooklyn, right?
Is he? He can't go to Nets games?
One of them games, he's banned from for that kind of behavior.
Yeah, man, but bananas. When you really don't expect shit, that's when shit happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. You can fucking turn that filter off, man. Everybody listening, these are wise words coming from a ditzy man.
Ditzy man. From a hot blonde. From a metaphorical hot blonde, Derek.
That's the way it works, though, man. That's the way it works. That's why I keep you around, Derek. I'm like, I'm learning something from this motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just be walking in some weird lights.
That was the thing that cracked me up. He's like, yo, man, I won an award. I don't even know how it happened.
Won an award, bro. Don't even know how it happened, bro.
Yeah.
Bought a computer for that gig.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Little computer.
Computer.
Little computer.
I get computers.
Little computer.
I get the shooters shooting. All right.
It was hot here.
I know. I think the AC thing is broken.
It's eight.
I've seen. It's not broken, but somebody else is probably pumping heat. When you get that green light, I've learned from living with these things.
Oh, okay. So,
it is what it is. But I do. So
what's up?
I found these videos I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
You know, there's a war going on social media.
Oh shit!
There's a war between men and women.
Absolutely.
Weird narrative Huge that is war. Getting spread. And it's to the point now, I'll see some shit that'll pop up in a TikTok feed or an Instagram feed that I'm like, this got to be just for the likes. There's no way they really feel this way. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is one that came up. First video at the top there, Nat, is called I Don't Want These Kids, or that's what I called it.
Oh, the nigga with the seven baby moms?
Yeah,
this
man.
Shit was epic.
And it was funny because I don't know how far. I knew he was going to lose people early, but I just didn't expect it to be like such a hard pivot.
He said, I didn't want these kids.
Yeah. But he does make a valid point, like 2.2 seconds. He's making a valid point. Everything else is absolute nonsense.
It
but
just gets pretty toxic.
I fucking enjoy watching it.
This motherfucker.
And I can't tell whether this is real or not. Go ahead, let it play.
Seven kids and seven baby mamas.
Okay.
Now, for the past few days, I've been going live, telling my story, speaking my truth. And a lot of women having an issue calling me a deadbeat because I tell them I was being irresponsible, yeah, not wearing protection. But I always tell these women that I got pregnant that I do not want to be a father to these children. And I offer to pay for the abortion. Majority of times, they'll either take the abortion or they'll take a plan B. But only these seven have kept these children.
Just these seven. Just these three plus three plus one.
For some children, I told them I did not want. So for some years now, some of them been trying to get in contact with me.
For some years.
For some years now.
Because I don't really know why you're trying to get in contact
with me.
I didn't told you I did not want them kids. So don't expect me.
I feel bad for the kids.
Financially, emotionally,
I feel bad for the children.
With some kids I do not want. And I don't give a fuck what nobody think about it. You're not going to force children up on me. Yeah, we both made the decision to lay down and have intercourse.
Okay.
We both was irresponsible about the decisions we made that night. Yeah, I could have pulled out, but I didn't. Because I'm not the one that's going to have to carry a baby for 9 months. It's the woman. In my opinion, women should be more careful on who they sleep with. Because you're going to be like, one of my baby mamas trying to find me so I can financially support a kid I didn't told her.
Bro. This video needs to be played right before every prom.
Yep. Yep. Just this needs to be on a like on a jumbotron for high schools. Like this should be the new high school sex tape.
We're going to talk to y'all about sex today, all right?
Put this motherfucker on. And then let him talk.
Y'all need to be more careful who y'all sleep with.
Like, shit.
That shit had me dying. I could have pulled out.
But I didn't.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
You want to talk about no need for apologies.
No
that
need
dude
for
don't give
apologies.
A fuck.
Apologies.
If he's not hosting a podcast already.
That nigga Duke
dick
like
be.
A Black Air Force One.
Holy
his dick
shit.
Is a Black Air Force One.
These seven apparently been trying
D7.
To get contact with me.
Most of them take
I
a
don't
plan
know
B.
Why.
Most of them get the I offer to pay. I'm like, damn, is he righteous or he not right? I mean, I don't.
That's what I'm saying. It's like fuck, he is making a point. I honestly think if it was coming from anybody else and the delivery wasn't that way, someone would be a bit more receptive to the message. Where it's like...
He had me for a while.
Yeah, where did he lose you?
He lost me at... Yeah, I could have pulled out, but,
but
I didn't.
But I didn't. I didn't, but I just didn't. What do you mean you just didn't? I remember one time I didn't run for the bus to go to school once, and I told my mom, I feel like running. What?
Yeah.
And she whooped my ass. My mom whooped my ass.
I mean, the self-awareness is incredible.
Yeah.
But how real can this be?
I don't know, man. This, I don't trust everything on the internet fake to me.
Exactly. This is the weird thing. This is like what Chris was talking about. Yeah. Like, hey, for some weird reason, these niggas put it on the internet. Like, there's plenty of people who are ducking baby mamas and child support. Why would you put it on the internet like that?
Breakups. I remember one. I saw some white girl, thick, big tickets, fat ass. She cheated on dude.
Uh-huh.
But then put it in. I'm so sorry.
Right.
And put it all on the internet. I'm like, what is up with this internet?
Now, here's the thing. That guy is crazy.
Crazy.
He's absolutely psychotic.
But I didn't.
But he's got, and he is
could've
one narrative of the side in the sex war that is happening online.
Now, what's the other narrative?
The other narrative is also the other fairer of the species, the female. Yeah.
Hit it!
Here's a woman with kids who has a request. And this is the thing that I've loved, that if something has happened where cars have become the sanctuary for insanity.
Yeah.
It's something about getting in a car and closing your doors and going like, you know what? Now's the time
safe
to spew
place. Safe place.
The wildest things that I've been thinking. You know, it's something about, like, I don't know whether it's the traffic, parking.
Something
about these new cars are making people feel safe, like it's a fucking confessional. Go ahead. Here's a lady's point of view.
Uh-oh.
It's been really, really annoying me lately. This is going to be icks about men, but single mom version. So something that's been getting under my skin is men not understanding what it means to be a single mom.
Pause,
so,
please.
As
pause.
A single mom...
Are men supposed to understand what it's supposed to be a single mom?
Yeah, I can understand if they understood what a single dad was.
Like, it's so much of that, hey, you can't speak for us. If you don't have a vagina, if you don't have titties, shut your fucking mouth.
Okay.
Cool. I'm out of it. You know what I mean? But now we got to understand. You know
what
I mean?
Now we got to understand.
All right, go ahead. Keep
quietly.
As a single working mom, I have my plate full to the maximum,
okay.
Right? I don't have free time.
Okay.
The time that I do have free, I just want to relax.
Okay.
So one, I get it. I'm single. Yes. Do I want to date? Sure. If I meet the right person, right? But if you invite me out for a dinner or drinks, especially during the weeknight, come on. You know I have things to do. I'm sure you have things to do the next day. I have a child to take care of. I can't just go out late at night. Just whenever, right?
Get to the point.
So you have to take that into consideration. So if you're really going to invite me out, one, make it worth my time.
Not a bad request.
And what do I mean by make it worth my time? Just don't invite me out to dinner and drinks. Get creative. Invite me out for an activity. Do something different. Do something that's going to be worth my time.
Just
want
to do arts and crafts.
Right. Pause that. Pause that.
Time out of my...
So... She don't want a regular first date.
she want what her
nigga,
single
take,
child got.
Do me something. And they take me to Disney World or something.
So I can bring my kid.
I don't get out that often. So, you know, could you make it work? There's lots of things in my life that I wanted to
do.
You
want to trampoline park?
I never got a chance to do.
I'm going to take this single mom to the trampoline park. Get the fuck out of here. Go ahead. Let me keep playing.
Go ahead.
Evening to meet with you, to go and enjoy your company. You know, to see how things work, if we're compatible. I'm making an effort, so
I
expect you to make an effort. So don't just assume that I'm going to be able to drop off my child somewhere, because most likely I'm not. So unless you're offering to pay for the babysitter, I'm not going on that date. Also,
this is what she's asking for.
Offer to pay for the babysitter. That's going to make me more receptive to want to go and spend my time with you. And another thing. Do not just assume that you can invite me and my daughter out. No, I do not introduce my daughter to guys. That's a no-no. So
so she's like, hey, listen, I got a kid, all right? I got childcare to pay for, so if you want to...
I hope she never dates again.
Pay for my daycare, and if a motherfucker go, oh, well, just bring the kid with you. No, no. Right. I don't introduce my kid to men, so pay for the babysitter. Like...
I'm done.
Do you understand? Like, this
I'm
is
finished.
Like,
I'm so glad
this
I got
is a
chick.
Hard bargain. And I hate to put this so rudely, but
say it.
On used pussy.
On used pussy. You gonna tell me to pay for a. Are you out of your fucking
Where's
mind?
The dad? Why can't
Where's
he watch
the dad?
The kid? Why you come on out?
Where's the.
Like, and I mean, I get it. It might not work out, but again, The opposite sexes, they're never
she
going to meet.
Stinks.
We are so far apart from one another. Yeah. You got a man in his car, probably parked right next to her. That's
yeah.
what. That's the only thing that
they
makes
this better. They probably shot a video at the same time. These two motherfuckers doing it at the same time.
Everywhere, every place, all at the same time.
Call back number one.
Just sitting there making this, and men are like, yo, man, hey, let me nutting you and take this plan B and then just respect the curve. And women is like, look, man, people are nutting. And
I got a kid now, so if you want to go out with me, you got to pay for the babysitter and
right.
take me to some arts and
because
crafts.
That other guy's not answering the phone.
Yeah,
so.
Man. The other nigga ain't answering the phone. She probably one of them seven baby moms. She's the sixth baby mom. That's what that is. Yo, it's all connected. I hate the internet.
That always blows my mind too, man. When I be finding out, people be like, yo, like, how did you get to be, like, I got two baby moms, which okay. I still to this day don't understand how I pulled that off. If I ever come up with a third one, that'll be amazing. Because wow. It's just like, who, why this nigga are you still got letting
seven.
Me?
Seven?
Like, what questions are you not asking before you start having unprotected sex with somebody to be like, well, I guess I'll be baby mama number seven.
Because you know what fucks me up? You know what fucks me up? Seven bitches let them hit roll.
No, seven. More than seven,
but these are the ones that got the souvenir.
These are the ones who didn't take
these
the plan.
These the ones that didn't get the souvenir.
Okay, wait a minute. Do you think, how much of that is real? Do you think he offered to pay for the abortion and legit had the money for
he
all
like
seven?
Offered like two. It was like for two of them.
Yeah. Because like you don't see, like, abortions, when they come and they catch you off guard like that, you ain't really, nobody's really, you know what I mean? Like, you
just
might
got
$400
have some, or whatever much it cost, $200, whatever, how much it costs to just willy-nilly, like cash.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids, man.
Like, that's not, that, like, having money for an abortion
that's
is a responsible
minimum.
Person's thing.
Yeah.
That person doesn't strike me as responsible, so there's no way you were paying
for it. I could have pulled out, but I didn't. That nigga ain't got $200. That nigga don't have $300 in his pocket. That motherfucker ain't got $5 in his pocket. That nigga got a busted Bank of America card he used. And that car he was in is probably borrowed.
It looked new, though. Look new. That's why women be mad. Y'all be on Instagram talking all that crazy shit, man. I don't know. I wanted to give it to him only because we finally got it into the drop. Mm-hmm. I should have played this while he was yapping.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
What are you looking for, man? Uh-oh.
No. Where's it at?
Uh-oh.
I got it somewhere. Keep talking.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk about, I got something that'll get you sucked back in here.
There it is. You be having that paranoia? You be patting your back leg, can't find your shit.
What's in your used to? What all? I mean, I don't want to get you robbed, but like, what all do you still carry in your wallet?
Everything, cards and cash.
Like, a lot of my cards are on my phone now.
I got it on my phone. I got my cards on my phone, but I still like plastic a little bit because I go shopping.
I try to carry cash around, but I try to carry it just for the feeling.
Uh huh.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I still like cash, man.
I'll carry like two bills in my pocket just for the feeling. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, you know, it's like, yeah, I know I can have that, but I don't feel like breaking these, so I'm not gonna do it. Sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so what else is going on, man? Just talking about Joe Biden.
Oh yeah,
Ukraine.
I just feel like Joe is so old that he's really doing that second family shit on us. Like,
hold on. Say this again. So Joe's been going to Ukraine.
He's been taking these private flights to Ukraine.
Yeah, donating a lot of money, giving them tanks, all the kinds of shit.
Giving
they need.
Them fucking roses, making sure they good.
Yeah.
America over here fucked up. And he like, I'm gonna leave wifey real quick. She's going through a train wreck right now in Palestine, Ohio.
Oh, fuck.
And we're gonna go to Ukraine. And then Donald Trump is swooping in like the reformed Ike Turner. Come on, America, I'm off that narcotic now. Come back.
Oh.
Let me come back in 2024. Let me put the head in.
Yeah.
You know, the boys need you. I need you. They done raided the crib. Like, it's just
that
so
would be funny.
Funny.
He would, he would just out him. Like, come on, man. You know,
come on. You know this nigga ain't shit. Come on. Fuck with me. Come, let me move back in.
Hey, God, man.
I was like, damn. These old niggas is really treating America like a bitch.
Yeah, America, we've become that house on the block.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Where you kind of see
not
like,
the house on the block.
Yeah, there's fights on the porch.
Not the house on the block.
You see a car parked out front, camped out there for a little while. Donald Trump's just sitting in a car out front, looking through the
not
front window.
Not the house on the block. Yeah, I know what the house on the block is.
Yeah.
From the burbs, I know what the house on the block
is. Oh, yeah. Because it happens a lot in the burbs. Where, you know what I mean? The dude and the chick will get tired of each other for whatever reason. Dude move on. The chick is there. And, you know, people coming through.
Yeah.
They got to, because she
America
can't really
got
keep
a
it going
few misters
by herself.
Coming by, a few
yeah,
misters.
Buddy.
While old Papa Joe in Ukraine taking care of his side bitch.
God.
Papa Joe really got a side bitch. He taking care of, I'm going to go fly to Ukraine, fuck my Ukrainian
that makes
hoe real
sense,
quick.
Though. 73
go give
years
some money.
Old. It's hard to hide. What's he, 78?
He old.
Yeah, it's hard to hide your older family when you get to that point.
Got a crackhead son and a side bitch. That's old.
It's like 81.
81?
Yeah, he old, bro. He can stutter. His speeches aren't even coherent no more. I'm like, this old nigga need to just go to Ukraine, settle down with that young hot, fuck, die of a heart attack.
They'll probably take care of them in Ukraine, too. You know what I mean? I feel like the women in Ukraine are a bit more loyal than American women.
Hey, man.
I ain't doing that shit.
You need to pay for my babysitter.
I know, dude. Do you understand? Like, I wonder what nursing homes are going to be like when it's our time to go.
They're going to be catty and ratty,
man. I'm 40 now. You figure most people... My dad went to nursing home at like 62, which I think was still early. So, but like 30 years from now, maybe, like where all of these people who are used to going live,
okay,
used to having an audience. Because that's the other thing. Who the fuck do you think she was talking to?
I don't know.
You think they're talking to potential suitors? Like, you think that she's dating dudes that are in her DMs? Because that's the only people that are going to see it is followers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll reach out now that you done put out that PSA. You know what I mean? Like, ah, no, no, that's a weird thing.
Yeah, that is weird. Paying for the babysitter is fucking crazy.
I
can't get over it.
Yeah.
Offer to pay for them, I'm like, that's three dates.
Yeah.
Now I got to pick you up, not food and drinks now, or food and drinks and an activity. Now you want to paint or do, yeah, she stinks.
You know what? I'd put it like this. I pay for the babysitter, but I'm going to pick it. I'm going to pick it. I'm going to hire a hoe that I used to fuck on.
Yeah.
And be like, here, she got to watch it, right?
She real maternal.
Now, that way, if you act like you want some bullshit during the date, well, guess what? I'm going to take this babysitter and go fuck her in the car in your driveway.
There you go. There you go.
I'm still getting
it's
laid.
It's all about balance.
I'm
it's
still
about
getting laid.
Balance.
Listen, if I
you
won't
be all weird with your shades on, I'm going to go fuck the babysitter.
Which your husband was probably going to do also. There's a whole genre of babysitter porn where it's like, hey, man, we're back from a wonderful date. I'm just going to go ahead and drop the babysitter off, hon. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And then gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, lobble, lobble.
Did you ever have a babysitter that you was like into? Did you like? Did your mom ever hire a babysitter to
my
watch
My mom
you?
Hired old ladies.
Really?
Take care of my black ass. Damn. Never no fly chicks.
I know. You think young rich kids be pissed about that now when they got like a big old Jamaican nanny and they like, come on, man, give me a hot babysitter that I can, you know.
I don't know, because usually the ones with the Jamaican nanny be kids. They be like babies.
But they grow up to be teenagers. Or they like.
And then they got Jamaican attitudes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
shout out to DC Benny for that funny ass joke he did at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Yeah, DC Benny got this joke about how all these white kids being raised by Jamaican nannies, they're going to grow up saying stuff like eidery and all.
Yeah.
I don't want to butcher the joke. He killed.
I mean, do feel that way, though.
He got a standing ovation at the Apollo.
I do think that's the way. I do think that's the reason why like rich white women like it so rough.
Okay.
They've just been hearing nannies talking about nanny on the phone talking about how somebody mashed the poons.
That's so funny. Your 50 Shades of Grey is from eating cocoa bread and oxtails. Ain't this crazy? This,
hearing her on a lot of mercy.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, yeah, mash up the poom poom last
this
night.
This white bitch is course, kicking some island regular shit.
Of course young Rebecca's going to want her poom poom mashed up.
She watching Shatter while you're watching Shatters. What you doing watching Shatters and Belly during the day?
Oh, shit. I have also come to that conclusion. I enjoy drill music now.
Oh, God.
Here's why. It's not for the reason why you think. I just enjoy seeing British people misbehave. I enjoy seeing...
Sit quick to few.
I love seeing British people be bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's just classless.
Shave up the cockpit, chew. Get Q.
We have influenced them. They don't give a fuck about being classy no more. They don't give a fuck about wingtips. They out there with their Adidas tracksuits and they spinning around and they poking each other.
At Coffin. At Austin Gabrielish. At Bogan V. That's how they sound. Booted Quee. Cheerio. Bup Cup. Yeah, I hate it. I be like, what? If you don't get this London rap out of my... I'm trying to like it.
Yeah.
But I just don't.
Maybe we got to go over there for a little bit.
Maybe we go over there.
If anybody knows good drill rap...
First of all, anybody listening from London, can you please tell us where these comedy clubs is at? Me and Dave were trying to do the fucking... The subway tour where we can take the subway all the way from London and Italy to where... Where else? Like, it's all close.
Yeah.
We do a whole European tour. No need for apologies.
Telling jokes.
Bop, skip up.
Are you having a laugh?
Blop, blop, blop. Maybach music.
I guess while we are talking about shows, we're 56 minutes into this episode. We should probably do plugs.
That shit went fast.
We should probably do plugs.
We funny as shit.
Just to let the people know what we have coming up.
Just did an hour by accident.
Come Listen, a few dates to come up and see us. We're getting back on the road. Finally. I think summer's going to be good, man. Yeah. I think summer's going to be really fun. So just a couple live show dates that we have coming up. Make sure I got these dates right, too. Can you pull the calendar up there?
Ooh.
That's the right dates right there. I didn't fuck them up.
Ooh, yeah,
Saratoga
that's it.
Springs is first?
First.
Okay, so.
21st, 22nd.
April 21st or 22nd, upstate New York, Saratoga Springs will be at the Comedy Works. Then you can catch us the following weekend, Washington, D.C., at the Improv.
Lounge. The lounge next to the Improv. It's still the Improv.
Yeah, you know how to get to there. And then Helium, about May time. 16th. That's a one-nighter. That's a Tuesday. I think we're going to make that a black ass.
Good call.
I think we're going to reach out to some of the dope comics that we like in Philly and do a nice little showcase, nice little live podcast.
Yeah.
And just have fun, you know, down there in Philly. And then June 10th, finally rescheduled, you know, Secret Group. Houston, we'll be back there. I had to reschedule that. You know, I'm stuttering because I was about to apologize for missing it. You know what I mean?
You don't apologize?
Yeah, yeah. I got out there. You know what I mean? But I think this was going to be a barn burner, especially now that it's June. Now that it's June, now that y'all, you know, we done already missed March, let's get it popping. Tickets are available right now, so sell these shows out. I'm going to add some more.
I'm going to wear a Givenchy short set in Houston, so get ready.
You got that?
I'm going to get one.
You going to get it?
I'll go get one for Houston. Yeah. I'll give me a little outfit for Houston. Dig little Givenchy short set for Houston.
Yeah.
Fly God.
We got to get back to watching some movies, man. Check out NNFA at the movies. You can catch that on gasdigitalnetwork.com. Along with all of our older episodes, we only leave 4 out on YouTube. So if you're like, holy shit, I've really been into this. Where are the rest of the episodes? They're on the Gas Digital Network. And I know what you're thinking. What the fuck? I'm going to pay for that. Yeah, yeah. Why not? Why not? It's funny. You see how fast we just passed an hour here? Do you understand how much more time you can kill listening to not only this podcast, but every podcast?
Shout
on the
out
Gas
to
Digital
my
Network.
Drivers. Shout out to my highway hounds. Please put us on while you're just taking that road. We'll keep you awake. Tell you, man. You can listen to us.
What's next to come up that you want to watch, man? I know you were telling me about the Meg 2 coming out as a
Meg
trailer.
2. Can you pull up the Meg 2 trailer if there's a thing?
Yeah, you like crazy movies, man. Because I know you were big on the first Meg when that came out.
And that shit was trash, but great. It was like great trash.
And I know you were excited about Cocaine Bear also.
Cocaine Bear was fantastic.
You got to go see Cocaine Bear?
It was great.
Yeah.
Cocaine Bear was actually well directed. It was like, I was like, oh, this is a pretty good movie. It's funny and gory at the same time. But what's coming out? Or what have we? I want to see She Hate Me. By Spike Lee.
Okay.
It was the dude that lost his job at the pharmaceutical company because he whistleblowed the HIV vaccine that wasn't FDA approved.
Okay.
So in order to keep his money, he had to start fucking lesbians and impregnating them for $10,000 a pop. And there's this whole gamut of chicks that he went through. The first 5 are dope, but after that, it gets weird.
That is, For $10,000 a pop?
$10,000 a pop. Not $10,000 altogether. $10,000 each chick.
That is
so he could fuck for $50,000 a night.
Yeah.
5 lesbians. He would fuck 5 at a time. It was wild. Like, he would fuck 5 back to back to back to back. It was the wildest shit I've ever seen.
They must have not known about each other. There's no way lesbian number 5
the
is
the first
going for
group
that.
Of chicks came. They stood the nigga in the common room. He had to take his shit out. They all looked at his dick. And then they signed their checkbooks and they went and fucked him. Had a kid by
this
him.
Is a real story or this is a plot of a movie?
It's a plot of a movie, but the first part's real, the second part's not.
Huh.
The fucking lesbian part is the fantasy. The whistleblowing
it's
HIV
called,
vaccine.
It's called She Hate Me.
She Hate Me by Spike Lee.
Huh.
Papa Doc, a.k.a. the Falcon, is the main character, and he's fucking all the hoes. Fucking all these new lesbians that want to have
Papa
children.
Papa Doc, you talking about the dude from...
Yeah, Papa Doc. The dude from Anthony Mackie. Papa Doc is the main character.
Okay. Huh.
She Hate Me is one... we still got to watch Ninja Turtles 2?
3.
3. We got to watch Turtles in Time. And we have to watch, what was a funny a movie I really want to. It was a.
I know. What they talking about, I did read the Jurassic Park book, which makes me want to watch the movie again.
Oh, yeah. We can watch Jurassic Park.
The book was really, really good.
I hear the book is great, but the movie's so great that I'm not going to read the book.
The book is so good. It's so good. Like, because it's just like, the way that they can describe and give you the concept of not only experiencing the dinosaurs, but doing battle with the dinosaurs, being eaten by dinosaurs, or being attacked by dinosaurs. Like, the movie, there's no way to depict it. There's no way, you know what I mean? Because it's like your imagination is still confined to what they
whatever the movie is giving you
on
yeah.
screen versus what your mind can do on its own with the description that they give.
That's why I like The Meg, because I read the script of The Meg before The Meg came out. And the way they described this goddamn shark, right. I was like, I'm in.
Right. Let's see. Were you able to find a trailer for that, Nat? What you got there?
The Meg I have 2. The Meg.
Yeah, The Meg. Yeah. Oh,
and so there's no 2. Meg 2 trailer. Somebody.
No, there is a 2 trailer. I thought you were talking about She Hate Me or He Hate Me.
No, that's old.
Yeah, he just got the rambling on that while we was waiting for
The Meg 2. Okay, Jason Statham's back. Statham's back.
He made it through the first one?
Yeah, he's the hero. He beat The Meg. Uh-oh.
They're shooting him with rockets. Jesus fucking Christ.
This year. Yes! It's coming out this year! Statham's back!
That's enough. They don't even have to tell you when, huh? Get ready.
You're right. This year is so vague.
Yeah. Eventually we'll get it out. This means this movie's not finished yet.
It's not finished at all.
New monster. That's right, because he came through some sort of a time portal.
They still playing the.
This
is dangerous. Okay. We gotta catch the other three,
Marcus. That's that baller shit right there.
This is a made up trailer, I feel.
Yeah.
This is a made up trailer. It's a fan trailer.
Oh, yeah. TeezerCon. It says TeezerCon.
The first
con.
One. This was
is
from
this
the
all
first
stuff
movie.
From the first one?
Yeah.
And 47 meters down on Cage. I know this shit.
It says Meg 2 the Trench in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. But it's clickbait. A made up fucking trailer.
Man, clickbait. Sorry about that.
That's clickbait.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find a real one.
All right.
But yeah. I'm glad Statham's back.
Where did
but
you
that
hear
was a fan.
It? Where'd you hear about it?
What's the name? One of the big. One of them MMA gas niggas in here told me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's enough, huh?
Yeah. He's like, Meg 2 coming out. Like, because I'm the only one that is a huge fan of the franchise.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
else goes, this movie is trash. I go, no, it's not. First of all, the shark looks good.
Yeah.
It's not too CGI. Uh-huh. I mean, and the shark is the biggest fuck. Like, when it's a shark that's the size of a school bus, uh-huh. I'm already in. Like, what? It's Jason Statham fighting a shark that's the size of a goddamn yacht. What else you need? I'm not looking for an Oscar. I'm looking for a fun hour and a half. That's a nice 90-minute
You know
gift.
What? As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought this up. We was about to end, but I do want to talk about
Let's talk this shit.
I do want to talk about this, because this I learned something new about my friend Derek earlier
okay.
this year. And it's a good thing, but it was scary.
All right.
Derek ordered Puss in Boots. Like, he ordered it on his mom's cable box.
Yeah, man.
We did a show in Pottstown, and it was like, yo, you trying to go back to New York tonight? Nah, I'm going back to my mom's crib to watch Puss in Boots again.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Puss in Boots was good, and, bro.
Yeah.
I said, this fucker movie is
This
great.
Is the thing. Like, what speaks to you about Puss? Because I've never
bro.
Heard anyone react to this about Puss in Boots. Like, even if I ask a child, what did you think about Puss in Boots? I don't think I'm going to get the reaction that you give it.
The writing is superb. First of all, it's all our nursery rhymes made into this adult fun thing. They write the shit out these movies. I'm like, I get that. I remember that.
Okay.
And in the way it go, it's like, it tell you who you are as a person, because it's Puss in Boots is selfish. And he's running from death the entire time because his first 8 lives he squandered because he knew he was good.
Okay.
And then death came by like, nigga, you on your last one. And not only you on your last one, you wasted the other 8. I might as well take your bitch ass out right now. And Puss
okay.
like, oh, no, I want to live.
Uh-huh.
Then he start making amends with his bitch, his cat that he left at the altar on the last one.
Hilarious.
So now they like, yo, I know I fucked up, and I'm asking for your help. I'm stepping out of myself to be a better man. I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. And then they got this dog that's with him who's like, he's like all fucked up. He's beat up, got low self-esteem, but his heart is good. So he's the one that helps them get through the journey because his path is better than theirs because they got selfish paths, but his is so. I'm like, this shit is fuck. There's a pocket full of posies. Remember that? Pocket full of posies and all that shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They made the posies the enemy if you had a dark heart, but the posies would help you get through the lane if your heart was right. So if your heart was bad, the posies would eat you.
Uh-huh.
But if your heart was good, smell the roses. Come smell us. And as soon as you smell it, the lane would open up. You appreciate what the fuck is going on right in front of you instead of some mission. You got motives. I don't. I'm just moving through. I said, this fucking movie. God damn. And then they had the three bears and Goldilocks. Goldilocks had an ulterior motive. The bear, so great.
Hi.
Puss in Boots quit. He Baby. Quit. In the beginning of the movie, he quit. And then they was like, nah, you got to come back.
All right, maybe we need to watch this one together. Yo. Or the thing. And you put, because the sad part, this is where I feel bad. I went to watch it with him. And they had a recliner. I'm a dad.
Of course you went to sleep.
Nigga, I fell asleep like a normal grown man.
Good movie. The dude that played Death is crazy.
I would wake up. This nigga is on his third blunt.
This shit wild.
You missing it, Dave.
You missing it, nigga.
You sleep, nigga.
And then you ever watch good cartoons? You ever watch good cartoons high as shit? You ever smoke that good weed to make your eyes get all big? And you be, damn, this shit is beautiful. It's like a fucking Candyland game.
I was impressed by your ability to sit tight and just be like, hey, fuck it, man. We chilling. We watching Puss in Boots. There's no sense
of
emergency.
I'll tell jokes tomorrow.
But
I'll tell
them
tomorrow.
Also highly frightened that my friend of 37, 38?
I'm 38 years old.
38 years old. Ordered it. Ordered it.
First of all, let's talk why I ordered it. I got the money now. Fucking paid. I'm an award-winning writer. I'm Derek Gaines.
This is where now. This is where we need to watch the movie Big, because this is Tom Hanks in Big right now, right? He's got money.
But it's before he got pussy,
in
though.
The city.
Remember when he got pussy and the whole thing went? Oh, shit. Remember when he got pussy and the kid shit was over? I was like, no. No. All
right. We'll make that happen. Puss in Boots is the next NFA.
Puss in Boots and Big.
At the movies.
And Tom Hanks is Big. We're going to do two.
Go subscribe and get in position. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use promo code NNFA to subscribe. Get a 7-day free trial, and you'll be in there when we go ahead and release.
Yeah.
Fucking watch it.
Yeah.
We'll watch Puss in Boots
and
together.
And I'm eating edibles.
We'll see how this works out.
And I'm eating edibles. Say, a lot of milligrams.
Natalie, say goodbye to the people.
50 to 65 milligrams. Puss in Boots.
Natalie DeChico edits on Instagram.
You better tell him, Nat!
And I was on Doped Up recently, and I talked about how my parents were Ninja Turtles, so you
oh, yeah?
check that out. Yeah.
Go check it out. Hi. Derek, say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey, you know what it is. Derek the Great Boy Gaines, bro. Eat your vegetables. Talk to God.
And I'm the God, so talk to me. No need for apologies.